Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
The jobs report came out on this Friday and is not good in the U.S. It fell short by 350,000, roughly. 210,000 new jobs created. They expected 550,000 new jobs. So, of course, Joe Biden has a news conference to talk about it. And when he's talking about it, he's reading straight off the teleprompter and veers right into COVID. Starts talking about surge response, insurance, free tests for everyone, vaccinations, overrun hospitals. And I'm asking myself, where are these places and who are these people? Who are the people that want the shot that haven't gotten the shot? Where are the overcrowded hospitals? I don't see those. I was at a hospital this week. We have a family member that had a surgery, and we were in the hospital this week, and it was like a ghost town. There were empty rooms everywhere. It was very quiet. The cafeteria at the hospital closes at 4 because there's so few people there. I'm like, what about the people that work here? The cafeteria's closed at 4? The hospitals feel empty. I've been in them. I don't understand any of this. But he takes a jobs news conference and turns it into COVID, which is all they have at this point. More than that, as I'm watching this, my phone's blown up, and I have 7 or 8 different people text me. They're saying, are you watching this? Or are you listening to this? And Biden sounded terrible. He's obviously got a cold or something going on. He's ill in addition to being Biden. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. And I'm watching this, and this is the first time this really hit me. You know, they threw all this stuff at Trump, the 25th Amendment. We got to get him out. He's got to go. He's unfit for the office. It's like this always with Democrats. They throw around stuff that comes back and proves to be exactly what they are. So what they claim Trump was, Biden is. That guy's not fit to be president. I texted back a buddy, and I mean this. I live in the Olathe Northwest School District. Okay, they've got a bowling team. If the job were open for coach of the bowling team, and one person applied, and the other person that applied was Joe Biden, who do you think would get the job? I'm serious about this. He's president of the United States. Do you think Olathe Northwest would hire him to be the bowling coach? My answer is no. As he's going through the interview process, people would say, yeah, no, he's not all there. No, the other candidate's better. Seriously, what job interview could Joe Biden pass? If he were applying for work somewhere, who would hire Joe Biden? This is not a joke. I'm not doing this for effect. This literally scares the hell out of me. I don't know what's happened to my country. I don't understand how this is even possible. And it seems like it goes unspoken. It's just allowed. It's completely diminishing the position of president of the United States. It's screaming to 330 million Americans that it doesn't really matter, that we don't really need a president, that there's a machine in D.C., a party in power, and they'll do whatever they're going to do, and it doesn't matter if there's a president or not a president. He'll just go along with it. He's just there reading a teleprompter. He doesn't take questions. He doesn't have interviews. He doesn't sit down. He's late. They call him out on stage at a Christmas tree ceremony, and they introduce him, and they play Hail to the Chief, and it took him 2 minutes to get out on stage. What was going on back there? We've heard about illness in Europe being taken out of a room because he soiled himself. He can't get this news conference on Friday. This was unbelievable. Well, it wasn't a news conference. It was a television event. He read from a prompter. And I'm watching it, and I can't believe it. I don't know. I mean, seriously, if he went to Walmart and applied to be the greeter at the door, would they hire him? You know, the Walmart greeter is now sort of a loss prevention position. You watch people walk out, you check the receipts every now and then, make sure people aren't stealing stuff because they have so much self-checkout now. I don't know how they keep people from stealing at these places with all the self-checkout. I don't know how. They must have some sort of random system in place where they check people, although Walmart, just lost a lawsuit for over $2 million to a woman in Alabama that was accused of stealing. When the machine jammed up, it was the machine error. Walmart doesn't settle lawsuits. They go all the way to court. The jury awarded her over $2 million. I'm getting off on a tangent. See, I read too much news. I read too much stuff. But the point is, and I didn't plan to talk about this, if he went to your Walmart, Joe Biden, and applied to be the greeter, he certainly couldn't be the loss prevention person. He couldn't be the person standing there watching people check out, looking for people cheating. He'd never figure that out. If you just hired him to be the buggy boy, well, he probably can't do that. He's not physically fit enough. Couldn't push those big 50 buggy lines through the parking lot in the cold weather and get him back in the store. He couldn't do that. He couldn't be a Walmart greeter. We have a president of the United States that could not get hired at Walmart to be the greeter. And most greeters, by the way, this is not ageism. Most greeters are retired people that do it part-time to pick up a few bucks. It's a great job if you're retired. You probably get a discount. You maybe get some benefits. Probably only got to work 20 hours a week, maybe 3 days, something like that. It's a great retirement job. Most of the people that do that are retired. They wouldn't hire Joe Biden. This news conference today was the worst. And I'm not into, look, I know he was a stutterer younger in life. I'm not picking on him for that. I think sometimes he does fall back on that and it comes back out when he's reading the prompter and he stutters and you think he's stupid and that's not fair, whatever. He wasn't there. I'm watching him. It's blank. Like, that's not a human being. That's a robot. That's somebody just staring at words on a screen. He's not communicating in any way. He didn't know what he was saying. He's just reading, and he sounded terrible, and he's sick. He's ill, and he's not there, and I can't believe it. And I don't know why this is affecting me so much today, but this was the worst I've seen him. This was the worst. I mean, how could you finish that and go back behind closed doors into the White House and not have a staff say, holy crap, what are we doing here? They have no backup plan. They can't put Kamala in. I think that's what they wanted. I think they wanted Biden to serve for a year or two, get through the midterms. He'll resign and the vice president would take over, but they can't do that now. She's a bigger mess than he is. Her numbers are incredibly bad. America hates Kamala. They don't really hate Biden. They think he's a crappy president. They don't think he's all there. I think people pity the man. I think they feel sorry for him. He is the perfect example of what is wrong with our federal government and in Washington, D.C. He was a liar. He lied. He stole other people's speeches. He's stolen money. He's enriched himself through China. There's all kinds of dirty dealings with his son. It's all on record. This is the swamp. It's disgusting. You don't get to have a net worth of $500 million by being a senator and a vice president. He's enriched himself off of what? Off of some people in Delaware electing him 8,000 times to sit in the Senate and Obama reaching out, feeling sorry for him, say, let's take the elder statesman and bring him in as a do-nothing vice president. And then we don't have anybody left. Hillary lost to Trump. Let's prop old Joe up. And they steal an election and he gets in there and we get this. This is not partisan. This podcast is not partisan. This is not Republican. This is not Democrat. It's not conservative. It's not liberal. That's not what I'm talking about. How in the world is this person president of the United States? I'm promising you right now, if he built the wall, if he opened the pipeline, if he closed the border, if he did 8,000 conservative things in the next 2 weeks, I would still say, how in the world is this man president? In fact, maybe we got a shot. Maybe he's so crazy, he'll just whoop, flip out and start doing all kinds of conservative things. But they'd stop him. He's not doing anything. Seriously, this is a real question. Could he be mayor of your town? No. No. If Biden ran for mayor of Kansas City, he wouldn't beat Lucas. He wouldn't beat Quentin Lucas. But if he ran in a Democrat-only district or municipality, I guess he'd win. But What were people thinking voting for this guy? Forget the politics. Or maybe we just don't. Maybe we say in yesterday's podcast, I think I nailed it. I think Thursday's podcast absolutely nailed it. America misses Trump because he's a strong leader and he's a giant celebrity. And America craves both of those things. And Biden is none of those things. And there's a lot of people wondering why they voted for him. But if you're watching him now, you have to ask yourself, how can this go on for 4 years? How in the world can he continue? This man deserves to be on a beach somewhere in a chair with somebody bringing him a Mai Tai and getting a massage at 3:30, having dinner at Denny's at 4:15 and going to bed at 7. That's what Joe Biden should be doing. How is this man president? I'm dead serious about this question. I'm beside myself on this today. I can't even believe it. And the news, it was not a news conference. The speeches are just a joke. The jobs report's awful. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee is just getting hammered for a tweet they put out. This is how dumb they are. I got an email from a listener who somehow got an email from a bunch of Democrat Congress people, including Sharice Davids. They had this forum. They had this symposium. They had a luncheon. They got together. And this email has the minutes, the notes of that meeting. I think it's a private email. I don't think it's supposed to be out there. And this listener sent it to me. I'm like, holy crap. The whole thing's about Trump. That these Democrats got together, Congress people, on the messaging over the next year to save their seats. These are Democrats that are like, we're beat. We're going to lose. Sharice Davids is one of them. She's like, we're going to lose. So she's at this thing. And the whole thing is designed, let's get together and let's really narrow down what our messaging is going to be for the people. Okay? It's the biggest scam you've ever seen. You should see this email. It's more about Trump than anything. So they're obviously going to run against Trump. I mean, Trump's at Mar-a-Lago. He's at the beach where Joe Biden should be, doing basically nothing. Probably ramping up for another run, but doing basically nothing. And these Democrats and these notes from this meeting, that's all they got. They're going to go and be anti-Trump. We're not Trump. We're not the party of Trump. We hate Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. But you should see the things that they admit in what they're going to do and how they're going to lie to the people. That's basically what they're saying. We're going to lie. We're not going to talk about the economy. Don't use the words the economy. We're going to talk about jobs, opportunities for people, that building back better is creating jobs. Jobs are available. There's job openings everywhere. Wages are rising. That's what we're going to talk about. Don't talk about the economy. No, it's all a lie. It's all a ruse. You should see this thing. It's unbelievable. And then the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, this is an official organization. They put a tweet out. This is what they're running on. This is the committee for the Democrats running for all congressional seats. This is their national committee. They put a tweet out on Thursday that said, thanks, Joe Biden. And they showed the price of gas down from $3.40 to $3.38. It went down 2 cents. And these morons put a tweet out. They're just getting hammered on social media. You see, they fail. When they implement their policies, they fail. The American people have to learn this. Every generation of Americans at some point looks and goes, wow, that party really doesn't know what they're doing. This hasn't happened since Jimmy Carter. Bill Clinton was a moderate. Barack Obama hid behind the media. I think he's a flaming liberal, but got away with it. They can't hide it now. We've passed the point of no return. This is insane. The campaign committee to reelect Democrat congresspeople put out a tweet thanking Joe Biden for the price of gas, national average, going down from $3.40 to $3.38. It was $2 9 months ago. These people are clueless, man. And chief clueless is Joe Biden. And it really is a serious question. Forget the politics. I've done enough. I wasn't going to do a lot of politics. Forget that part. Go watch his speech from Friday. Watch, if you can, watch 1 minute of it. And ask yourself, how is this possible? And we're the greatest country on earth. How is this possible? This is a giant flaw in democracy. How does his wife allow it? Let's get to the personal level of all this. How does she not say, look, Joe, you're done. There's a bigger issue here than being president. There's a bigger issue than legacy. Let's get you home. Let's get you some rest. Let's get out of the way and let it happen. Whatever happens, happens. If it's Kamala, great. If they decide they want to do something wild and put Pete Buttigieg in, great. They'll figure it out. Let the party figure it out. Come home. We're done. We have our hundreds of millions. Let's just go live out our lives. Let's be happy. Where is the compassion from Jill Biden? Where's the family on this? How do you let him do this? It's going to bring their party down, clearly, which for all of us is good. But my God, is this really happening? You got to see this thing. If you didn't see him on Friday, it's stunning. All right, before we get to sports, I want to welcome a new sponsor to the broadcast, to the podcast. It is Miser Sports in Kansas City. They do letter jackets, uniforms, embroidery, patches for letter jackets. They work with all the high schools and do a lot of letter jackets and things like that. Team uniforms, embroidery. Daryl Miser is a frequent emailer. Last fall, we supported his golf tournament, Heroes Among Us in Kansas City. By the way, that website is heroesamonguskc.org. That's a great organization. You know what they do. They work with service members. And Daryl's a good dude, and he's done all this charitable stuff, and he's got a nice business, Miser Sports. They will custom logo for your business, uniforms if you need them, letter jackets for your kids, patches, all the things that go with that. Letter jackets are a big deal, not just for sports. Like, you can be in the drama department now, and they're doing letter jackets for kids. Great products. Misersports.com is the website. M-I-S-E-R-S sports.com. Misersports.com. 816-741-8622. And here's what Daryl's going to do as a new sponsor of KKHI. He's going to print up a bunch of t-shirts. Kevin Kietzman Has Issues t-shirts. And we're going to bring them next Thursday to the Brass Rail in the Northland and give them away free. So come on out and get a free t-shirt while they last. I don't know how many he's making. We'll make XL and L. No special requests. There will be no kids t-shirt. Look, extra large and large is probably good. Ah, okay, well, maybe we'll make some 2X, right? Got some fat cats listening to this thing? Great. We're going to have t-shirts. Kevin Kietzman Has Issues t-shirts, and we'll give those away on Thursday, December 9th at the Brass Rail in the Northland. 5 p.m. is when that starts. Love to see you there. We're inviting all the listeners of the podcast to come out and say hello. We can call it a holiday party. We can call it a get together. We can call it happy hour. We can call it a KKHI party. We can call it a watch party because there's a football game on between the Steelers and the Vikings at 7 o'clock. There's a lot of things we can call it. I'm just saying it's a get together and I'm going to entice you with some free t-shirts. So I think Daryl's going to have those made by next Thursday, but we want to welcome him and thank him for doing that. Misersports.com. If your business or charity or family needs a letter jacket for your kid or t-shirts or uniforms for your employees or any embroidery, patches, anything like that, 816-741-8622, misersports.com, M-I-S-E-R-S, sports.com. Thank you, Daryl. Welcome aboard. Happy to have you. Also happy to have bstock.net. Boy, I got an email from the guys at Bstock. This is classic. I'm in the email chain between Chris and a couple of his guys, a couple of his managers, right? And they're like, okay, so Best Buy had a Samsung 82-inch TU-7000 TV on Black Friday. They had like four of them. So they sold out and then raised the price back up to their regular price of $1,400, okay? And so they were kind of making fun of that in this email thread because their price is lower, and Chris is like, well, let's just do a blowout on these things. Let's undercut them more, and let's do free delivery, because who can put an 82-inch TV in their SUV? Nobody. They're going to do free delivery in the Metro. This is unheard of. $1,199. Free delivery if you mention the podcast. They literally went back and forth, not sure whether they should do this or not. I don't think they're going to make a penny on any of these. And they're going to deliver it. No, seriously, the email thread between them was like, should we do that? That's crazy. That's never happened. They've had a lot of great deals. I've never seen the thread go back and forth. Should we do this? Should we not do this? Ah. And Chris just said, do it. Get rid of them. Get them out the door. That's, what, $300 cheaper than Best Buy and free delivery because you can't haul that thing, right? 82-inch bad boy, TU7000 Samsung. Woo! $1,199 at bstock.net. And, of course, our friends at Finch Knife Company, now available at Teague Tractor and Farm in Belton. That's the only retailer they're in. If you have a retail store and would like to offer Finch knives to your customers, they're going to be asking for them. So whether you're a shooting store, or a sporting goods store, or any place, if you would like to feature Finch knives in your store, give me an email, Kevin at kkhasissues.com. Shoot that off to me, and I'll get you in touch with these great people that make these design these knives right here in Kansas City, a great local company. FinchKnifeCo.com is the website. Keep life from getting dull with fabulous pocket knives made of mother-of-pearl, wood, bone. They're beautiful pieces of art, or carry them in your pocket. FinchKnifeCo.com. On to sports. And the Chiefs are wearing masks again at Arrowhead. This is just great. Isn't that great the Chiefs are wearing masks? Because we have a new variant. We have a new variant of COVID, which, by the way, is never going to stop. There will always be new variants of COVID. There's always been COVID. We've lived our whole lives with COVIDs, just not COVID-19, and just not the freakout that we've had. So the Chiefs are wearing masks again. This is great. The NFL put new rules in place. What do you think their mask requirement is? You got to wear them Monday through Wednesday. What? What? So Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, the guys, when they're doing their news conferences, show up wearing masks. People are like, what's the deal? Oh, the NFL has a new protocol. Of course they have a new protocol. Of course they do. All kinds of shenanigans going on around the league. Bucks player Antonio Brown is suspended for 3 games. He lied about his vaccination status. He basically got a counterfeit vaccination card. He didn't want to get the vax. He didn't want to be punished for not getting the vax. So he cheated, and he lied, and he showed up with a fake card, and they found out, and they've suspended him 3 games. The media in Tampa and national media are calling for the Bucks to do the right thing and release him. This is a bad person. He said he got the vax and didn't. 3-game suspension, and everybody else is saying, release him. Cut him. He should never play again. This is a capital case. The worst possible sin for a football player, to lie about your vaccination status. Now, Frank Clark had an Uzi in his backseat, got arrested twice in the offseason for gun charges. There's no suspension there. Chiefs don't care. No big deal. Britt Reid got drunk at work, allegedly. Chiefs were throwing a rager. There's alcohol in the building. Smashes into a little girl, almost kills her. No punishment for the Chiefs that we can see. They paid a lot of money to the family. They admitted guilt, right? They did something wrong or they wouldn't have paid her. Oh, but the Washington football team had some dudes walking around telling girls they look pretty at work. Oh, that's going to cost you. You lied about your vaccination status? 3 games. Oh, you have an Uzi in your car and you've been arrested twice on gun charges? No big deal. Nothing to see here. Just keep playing. Don't lie about your vaccination status. 3 games and calls for him to be released and never work in the NFL again, because there's one thing you can't do. You can't avoid the jab and say you got it. You can't lie about your medical records. It's not personal. We need to know. We need to know everything about you and your life. Cut him. Fire him. 3-game suspension. Antonio Brown does not have Uzis in the backseat of his car. The Chiefs are wearing masks. It's awesome. Just awesome. This will be the 4th time the Chiefs have flexed into Sunday Night Football. That is an NFL record. The Chiefs are the most flexed team. If you don't know what flex is, Chiefs were originally supposed to play the Broncos at noon on Sunday. Late in the year, NBC gets some games where they can dump the game they have. I think they had the Steelers or something this week. I don't know who they had this week. They had a game this week they didn't like. And they said, we don't want that game. Throw that one at noon, and we'll take the Chiefs and Broncos. So there's a lot of good news. We've talked about the winning streak and Andy after a bye and all those things. The Chiefs are the most flexed team ever. This is the 4th time. Interestingly, this is the third time of the four games that it's Denver. Do you remember the other flex game? I don't even remember this game. I can't tell you one thing that happened in this game. I don't remember the game, the other flexed game. It was in 2018. The Chiefs were flexed from noon to Sunday Night Football against the Bengals. You guys remember that game? I don't even remember that game. Like, I'm not even sure the Bengals are in the league sometimes. I don't know anything Bengals. I mean, I know Detroit's in the league because they're so bad. But the Bengals are somewhere else. They're like, oh, the Bengals are in the NFL. Sure, yeah, they are. Yeah, okay. The Chiefs played the Bengals in 2018 on Sunday Night Football? I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I don't remember that game. I can't tell you one thing about that game. I remember some of the other flexed games against Denver. This will be the third time they flexed the Chiefs and the Broncos to Sunday night. The Chiefs are the most flexed team yet. Denver, all time, Sunday Night Football. All time. They have lost six straight dating back to 2015. The Denver Broncos have lost six straight Sunday Night Football games back to 2015, and those were some good Broncos teams. Those were some good Broncos teams. A lot of numbers here just point, Chiefs are going to blow them up. There's a lot of things pointing to the Chiefs in this game. A lot of things. There were a lot of things pointing to the Memphis Grizzlies on Thursday night. Did you see what happened in the NBA? This just shouldn't happen. This is how you know your season's too long. There's too many games. There's too many guys sitting out hurt. This is how you know. Memphis Grizzlies beat Oklahoma City in the NBA 152-79. They had a 78-point lead at one point. They set six club records for Memphis, and this is the largest margin in the history of the NBA. This is the biggest beatdown ever in the history of the NBA. 152-79. I have one team that I like in the NBA. It's the Phoenix Suns. We used to take our kids to Suns games when we were in Arizona. I love those Nash teams, and they were just good, fun teams through the years. It was fun to go. I just, the NBA is not the same for me. The Suns have set a record. They've won 18 straight. Right now, they're really good, and it just doesn't move me. And it's sad because when they were bad, I really wanted them to be good, and now I just don't. I'm so down on the NBA, I don't have any emotion for the Suns. They're my NBA team. I don't have any emotion that they're great. It does nothing for me, and I'm sad by that. I'm truly sad. I wish it meant more. I really do. But it doesn't, and it's not even close to meaning more. And I don't know when it will mean more. LeBron James is back after his COVID diagnosis. He sent out that tweet that something was fishy. And now he hasn't answered to the questions yet, but he will. He said, I'm not telling anybody to get the vax or don't get the vax. I give LeBron credit on this. He stood up and said, it's your body, it's your choice. I'm going to be consistent here. And you do what you want, I'll do what I want. And that's that. I wish he lived the rest of his life that way and most of his other topics that way, because that's a very conservative stance that he's taken on the vaccine. But when he tweeted out that something was fishy, now people think what he had was some positive tests and some negative tests. You just keep retesting, and you're like, oh, that one was positive, now this one's negative. He's had like six straight negative tests now, so he's okay, and he can play. It's all such a ruse. It's such a ruse. We don't know. LeBron will answer some questions, I'm sure, when they ask him what that tweet meant. I was hoping he was questioning whether the vaccine works, because he's fully vaccinated and got COVID. The judge in Louisiana that slammed the Biden mandates in his prepared remarks about why he ruled the way he did, said, why would you mandate something that doesn't work? That's what the judge said. He said, we have millions of people vaccinated that are getting COVID. Why would you mandate a vaccine that doesn't work? Wow, that's what the judge said. Why are we mandating people take something that doesn't work? A judge. That's just fabulous. I mean, that really is. That's really, really strong. I like that a lot, that the judge did that. And it goes back to where we started today, the ridiculousness of the Biden administration and the Biden presidency and the things that he's trying to do, and courts are slamming it right and left, as they should. They're hammering him really hard. He's getting it on all fronts, and he deserves it, and somebody should do the right thing and tell him, look, Joe, this ain't working. You need to step down. I mean, I guess it would give us Kamala, but I think if she went in there now, she wouldn't be able to do anything because the people didn't elect her. She'd have no political capital, even in her own party and on Capitol Hill, which is better. Like, they avoided the shutdown of the government. I'm like, why? I think the Republicans should shut the government down. That really should be their job at this point. If you're an elected Republican in D.C., you should want to shut down the federal government. Let's take a break for a couple of months. Stop the spending. Stop the ridiculousness of what we're doing. Let's shut it down for a couple months. Seems to me that might be a good idea. Let's just see what happens. Let's just take a couple months off. Let's stop everything and see if America's better for it. I mean, I think that'd be my stance if I were elected official right now. I'd be like, shut it down. Let's shut this thing down. I'm not caving into you. I'm not raising the budget. I'm not spending more money. No, let's shut this thing down. Let's take a couple months off and let's bank it. Let's put the money in the bank. Let's take 2 months off and put it toward the deficit. You know, there's a 1% rule that says if we took 1% of what we spent toward the deficit, we'd get rid of this thing fast, right? Just 1%. If we cut back the federal budget instead of increasing it every year, if we cut back the federal budget by 1%, which the way to do that would be every single government program that's in place right now gets a 1% reduction. A 1% reduction. And you took the revenue, you'd get rid of the debt in a hurry. That's what they know. They know they can get rid of the debt anytime they want if they really want to. They're not serious about it. These are not serious people. It is not a very serious government anymore. And it was an absolute sham to watch Joe Biden on this Friday. Do yourself a favor. Go watch a minute of it if you possibly can. And if you possibly can, we'd love to see you at the Brass Rail on Thursday, December 9th, 5 p.m. at the Brass Rail KKHI party. That's what we're going to have. Love to see you there. We're going to have some T-shirts to give away. And if you're a patron, I'll buy you a cold one. Good stuff. It's just a camaraderie, like-minded folks. We'll talk a little sports, talk a little politics, shake a few hands. Love to see you there. Thank you for your support. And we'd love to see you Thursday, December 9th, the Brass Rail in the Northland, 152 Highway in North Brighton is the location. Brass Rail, 5 p.m. for our get-together. We can call it whatever we want. We'll call it a holiday party. Okay, good. Daryl Miser over at Miser Sports is going to bring some T-shirts to hand out. That's going to be fun. It will be the very first ever KKHI T-shirt. I've been remiss in this. I've not been on the ball. But Daryl's prodded me and said, do this. Make these shirts, hand them out. People will wear them. I'm like, yeah, okay. Okay, so we'll have some free T-shirts. If you show up at 5 o'clock at the Brass Rail in the Northland, 152 Highway in North Brighton, Thursday, December 9th, with Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.